Welcome to Time Audio. Enjoy.
1.6 Bitcoin Mining. To understand the consensus mechanism of the Bitcoin system, we first have to discuss the role of the miner. A miner collects pending Bitcoin transactions, verifies their legitimacy, and assembles them into what is known as a block candidate. The goal is to earn newly created Bitcoin units through this activity. The miner can succeed in doing this if he or she can convince all other network participants to add his or her block candidate to their copies of the Bitcoin blockchain. Bitcoin mining is permissionless. Anyone can become a miner by downloading the respective software and the most recent copy of the Bitcoin blockchain. In practice, however, there are a few large miners that produce most of the new generally accepted blocks. The reason is that competition has become fierce and only large mining farms with highly specialized hardware and access to cheap electricity can still make a profit from mining. For a block candidate to be generally accepted, it must fulfill a specific set of predefined criteria. For instance, all included transactions must be legitimate. Another important criterion is the so-called fingerprint of the block candidate. A miner obtains this fingerprint by computing the block candidate's hash value using the hash function SHA-256. For example, we will look at the hash value for the text, Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. The fingerprint of this text, which was calculated using the hash function SHA-256, is a large number. Now notice the small change in the original text of Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. It will cause an unpredictable change of the fingerprint, which can be seen from the corresponding new hash value, a large number. As suggested by this example, a data file's hash value cannot be prognosticated. This characteristic is employed in the mining process as follows. For a block candidate to be accepted by all miners, its fingerprint must possess an extremely rare feature: the hash value must be below a certain threshold value, that is, it must display several zeros at the beginning of the fingerprint. Miners are continuously trying to find block candidates that have a hash value satisfying the above-mentioned criterion. For this purpose, a block includes a data field, called the nonce, that contains arbitrary data. Miners modify this arbitrary data in order to gain a new fingerprint. These modifications do not affect the set of included transactions. Just as with our example, every modification results in a new hash value. Most of the time, the hash value lies above the threshold value, and the miner discards the block candidate. If, however, a miner succeeds in creating a block candidate with a hash value below the current threshold value, he or she broadcasts the block candidate as quickly as possible to the network. All the other network participants can then easily verify that the fingerprint satisfies the threshold criterion by computing it themselves. 1.7 Consensus Mechanism. The consensus among miners is that every miner who receives a block candidate with a valid fingerprint adds it to his or her own copy of the Bitcoin blockchain. From a game theoretical perspective, a strategy profile where all miners add valid blocks to their own copies of the Bitcoin blockchain is a Nash equilibrium. If a miner believes that all other miners are acting accordingly, then it is a best response for that miner to add a valid block candidate to his or her own copy of the Bitcoin blockchain. A deviation is not worthwhile, because it is not profitable to work on a version of the Bitcoin blockchain that is not generally accepted. Any reward for finding blocks on a version of the chain that is not accepted by anyone else is worthless. Thus, although there is no authority enforcing this rule and miners are free to modify their copy of the blockchain as they wish, there is a strong incentive to follow this rule. This self-enforcing rule allows the network to maintain consensus about the ownership of all Bitcoin units.